Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we saw a chiluk between the din of an arusa and the din of a nesua. A woman who's an arusa lakoin is allowed to eat truma midin Torah from the pasuk of kinyan kaspo. She's considered kinyan kaspo. A nesua has a different status. A nesua is learned from kol tor beveischa yochal kodesh, that anybody in the house of the Kohen should eat holy, i.e. this woman, this Nesua, Chazal learn, can eat Truma. And the difference we said was that an Ashes Kohen, who's an Arusa, has just a din of Kenyan Kaspo. And an Ashes Kohen, who's a Nesua, has a din of a Kohenis. She gets an upgrade. So we discussed Nafkaminas, now we're going to continue again. We're basing ourselves in the Shari Chaim and Simon Kuf Vav of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. We can add on and be mechadish as follows, that in the Gemara it's brought that in the Mishnah Achrona they said that a woman should not eat truma until she goes into the chuppah. And we see in our sugya, this is Ksubis Nunches Amid Beis, the reason she shouldn't eat truma until the chuppah is because of simpo, and simpo means that she might have a mum, and then the whole thing is going to be batel meikaro. So therefore, she shouldn't eat truma until she goes into the chuppah. But if she's just an arusa, she should not eat truma. It says in Kedushin Amemheim Beis that if a woman who's miskatcha l'dasa via, if she got married, she did Kedushin with her father's blessing, and then her father went overseas, and then she did nisuin, Rav Asi says she cannot eat truma lest her father come, protest, and then lemafreya, it'll emerge that she's a zara, she's a non-kohen. He protested the marriage. Talking obviously about a ketana, not a gedola, can do what she wants. Tosfos Divrei Maaseh V'Nimtzei is right that the issue here is not that she's a zara d'oraisa, because min haTorah an arusa could eat truma. Rather, we're referring to a zara midrabanan, that even though there's not a problem of simpon here, and there's also not a problem, there's no problem of us saying, oh, he's going to find a mum and be mevatalit, because they already did nisuin. We're worried about the father now, we're not worried about the husband. The husband did the nisuin, so if he didn't say anything, let her continue eating truma. And there's also no problem of shem yimzagu, she's going to share the truma with her family members because she's not living in their house anymore. So even though there's no problem anymore of simpon of shema yimzagu, nevertheless, we're still concerned that the father is going to protest the nisuin, and then she's only going to have a din of an arusa. And lo chilku chachamim say tosfos bein arusa la arusa, tosfos the chachamim chazal weren't machalik between different types of arusas. Kolomar kevin she'ein chupasa chupa gemura. Since her chuppah is not a chuppah gemura, the father can protest this chuppah lo plug rabban, and the rabbis didn't distinguish between this woman and a woman who didn't go into the chuppah at all. In other words, in this case, when there's no concern that the husband is going to change his mind, because the husband already checked her out. The only concern is that the father's not going to be happy with the nisuin, she's still going to have a din of an arusa. The only problem an arusa can't eat in the first place is because we're worried about what the husband's going to say. Here, there's no problem with what the husband's going to say. The answer is lo pluk. That since in other instances, in a regular arusa, there is a chash that the husband's not going to want it, and therefore lemafresh is not going to be married. So too here, we're worried that the father's not going to want nisuin, and she's only going to be an arusa, and then she's going to be a zara midrabanan. So the gather is, in this Tosfos, pshat in this woman who has nisuin shelo l'das aviyah, but kedushin l'das aviyah, and the original chash of simpon doesn't no longer exist. Yet we're still worried she's going to be an arusa, and therefore we don't allow her to eat truma d'rabbanan. Is that the chash of simpon is the sibas hatakana? The reason for the takana is that we're concerned with simpon. That's why they made the takana in the first place. But the gedder of the takana is midrabban, and they were mafkia her din achila mitoris kinyan kaspo, and they were mechadesh that she's only eating mitzad the din of kol torah bebeischa. In other words, the siva, the reason they originally made the takana was al simpon. But now that they made the takana, the definition of this takana is that midrabbanan, they were mafkia her din achila. They were mafkia the din achila of this woman, mitaras kinyan kaspo, and were mechadesh that she's only eating mitzad the din of kol torah bebeischa. The rabbi said, you no longer, ladies, listen up please, ladies in the ladies section. In my shul, they used to have these Hungarian men who speak to the ladies, please be quiet. So we're going to say to the ladies in the ladies, well, that's during davening, obviously. We're going to say to the ladies in the ladies section, that midrabanan, you can no longer eat mitzad kinyan kaspo when you're in arusa. You're now only allowed to eat mitzad the din of kol torah bebeischa, a different geder of nesua. And now mitzad kinyan kaspo. So after this takana, arusa can't eat at all. Only when she's nechneses l'chupa, she's included in kol torah bebeischa, and she can eat. That's pshat in the lashon of the Gemara. V'nimtzei zara, that when her father doesn't know about her nesuin, she's a zara. It's not just a chshash. Oh, maybe she's going to be a zara. No, she really is a zara. It's not chshash simpon. It's not this chshash simpon. It's not what we're worried about. Rather, when they were, if the father is mevatel the nesuin, then she becomes a zara. She becomes a zara derabana, but not al simpon. That's for nimse zara. It's not stam and iser barusa machmas chash simpon. She's a zara because if the father is not interested in the nesuin, then she becomes a zara derabana. Because even if there's no issue of simpon. Because that's the gedder. The gedder is once she's in a rooster, she's now let eat truma lo plug. Now it says in Kedushan Adaf Nuches Amid Beis Me'achshav Lachar Yamid Lamu Baruchah B'kitch B'sech Lamid B'sech Shloshim Yom B'kudash Sveinu M'kudash Es. If a man says you're my wife from now and after 30 days, and somebody else M'kadish her in the interim, maybe she's M'kudash, maybe she's not M'kudash Es, because we don't know. Is he making a Tanai that it should be Chalam Afreya from now, or is, and therefore if somebody else tries to M'kadish her, it wouldn't work? Or is he being, so you're retracting and saying, no, really after 30 days, and then if somebody does it in the meantime, he chapped it. So we say, Mekudesh Vein Mekudesh is where Mesupik. Bas Yisrael Lekoin Lesocha B'Truma. If she's a Bas Yisrael Lekoin, she can't eat Truma, because we're not sure if she's really married to the first guy or not. Pnei Yoshua is Mechadesh. That even if they're both Kohanim, both the first man is Mechadesh her, and the second man is Mechadesh her, she still can't eat Truma. I'm a man of Shach, she's a Neshes Kohen. If the first guy's married to her, she's married to a Kohen. If you retracted and then the second guy chapter her admitted in the middle, and she's also a Neshes Kohen. So manav shach shenayis kohen, why can't she eat? And for the Pnei Yoshua, for makayi kinyan kaspo l'shum echad me'am debina kaspo miyuchad lo. She's not called kinyan kaspo to either of them, because we require kesef that's miyuchad to him. It has to be kaspo miyuchad lo. Here it's not miyuchad because we don't know who she really belongs to. The menchas chinuch mitzvah reish pei is tameya on the Pnei Yoshua. This is in the Kometz Mincha. If this is so, then if you have an eved of two shutfin, he also can't eat truma, even though they're both kohanim. Why? Because he's not miyuchad to either of them, and he's not called kinyan kaspo. Like we see in the Gemara, the Gabay Shein Va'ayin, Bava Kamet Sadi Yamar Aleph, that according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, you need kaspo on miyuchad lo. And therefore, an eved of two shutfin isn't Yotze B'Shein V'Ayin? So since he's not miyuchat to either of them, and you need miyuchat to one of them, so therefore he's not yotzei if the master knocks out his shein or his ayin, even though normally he would leave under such circumstances. And if that's the case, then we would also say if he's an eved of two shutfin, if you need miyuchad lo, then if he's an eved of two shutfin and one of them is a kohen, since he's not miyuchad, he wouldn't eat truma. Gemara says, Rav Elazar says, it's kasbo miyuchad lo. So there also says that if someone sells his eved to someone else and they make an agreement, the seller with the buyer, that he's going to serve the seller for 30 days, according to Rabbi Eliezer, neither of them has a din of yoma yomayim, which means that if someone kills his eved and he doesn't die immediately, he lasts through the day, so then he's not chayiv misa. But as it says, neither of them have this special din of not being chayiv. Why? Because the lokeach, it's not tachtav. And the mocher, right, he's not really tachas the lokeach, because the lokeach let the mocher use him. And the mocher doesn't have this din of yom yomayim, because it's ain't okaspo. He's not considered his money. Rabbi says, what's Rabbi Eliezer's reason? Amar kra ki kaspohu. So it's not enough to have a kinyan aguf. He needs to be kaspo amiyuchad lo. So you're right. The lokeach might own him, and the mocher might be able to have his peiros, be able to use him, but you can't consider him kaspo amiyuchad lo. He's not miyuchad for either of them. That's the Gemara in Bava Kama. But again, back to the Minchas Chinos Kasha, so he says, if this is the case, that you need kaspo hamiyuchad lo in order for this woman to eat truma, and therefore she can't eat truma if she is safik mekudeshes by two different kohanim, because not kaspo hamiyuchad lo. So if you have an eved of two shutfin, so he's not eating truma, even if you have an eved of two shutfin, he's not allowed to eat truma, even though they're both kohanim, because since he's not miyuchad for either of them, we don't call him kinyan kaspo, like we say in Baba Kama Tzadi Yaman Aleph Lagabe Shein Vayin, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you require kaspo on miyuchad lo, and therefore an eved of shnei shutfin, like we have over here, this mocher and this lokeach, there's no din of shein v'ayin. There's also no din of yoma yomayim. However, it's mefurish in the Rambam, in the seventh parak of Hilchos Truma, Halacha Yud Zayin, that an eved of shutfin doesn't eat truma when a zar has a portion in him. If a non-kohen, but it's mevur, that if both of them are kohanim, he can eat truma. You don't need kinyan amiyuchad lo. So just like you don't need kinyan amiyuchad lo by an eved of two shutfin, you also shouldn't eat kinyan amiyuchad lo to eat truma by a woman who suffik mikudeshes to two different kohanim. That's the Menchas Chinos Kasha on the Pnei Yoshua. He also asks from the Gemara in Maseches Gittin and Beis on Beis, that if you have a vlad of a kohenes that got mixed up with the vlad of her shivcha, they can eat truma, and it's called kinyan kaspo. Why is it kinyan kaspo? Because Eliyahu HaNavi comes and says one of them is the eved, So that's Kinyan Kaspo. So now they can both eat. One's a coin, one's an Eved. So even though Machmas HaSafik is not Miuchad L'Rabo, because you don't know which one is the Eved, which one's the actual coin, nevertheless it's considered Kinyan Kaspo. So this woman also, if you don't know to whom she's Mekudeshes, we should call her Kinyan Kaspo, because it could be Mizbarer by Elway Anavi, who will tell us to whom she's Mekudeshes. So it seems that by, it says the Minchas Chinuch very strongly, that by Achilas Truma you don't need Kaspo Amiyuchadlo. So it would appear that the Minchas Chinuch is correct, that with Achilas Truma you don't need Kaspo Amiyuchadlo, but that's different than a din of Yom or Yomayim, that we require Kaspo Amiyuchadlo. And the reason for this chiluk is that the din of Yom Yomayim is a schus that an adon has in his eved, that the Torah was mekel that he's not nerag if the eved doesn't die immediately. The adon isn't nerag if the eved doesn't die right away, and he has a schus dafka ba'avdo ha'miyuchad lo. But if he belongs to shutfin, he's not avdo, he doesn't have this schus of Yom Yomayim. But the din of Achilas Truma is the schus of an Eved, that when he's an Eved Kohen, he's allowed to eat Truma. So when you're talking about the schus of Adon Ba'avdo, we need to be specific to that Adon. When you're talking about the schus of being an Eved Kohen, it doesn't have to be specifically to any specific Kohen. He's allowed to eat Truma. And even if he belongs to two Shutfin and he's not Miyuchad, he can also eat Truma. Because he's an Eved Kohen. And also the din of Yetziv B'Shein V'ayin, that's a din of an Eved B'Yachas L'Adono. There you need Kaspo Miyuchad Lo. Only if he's specific to that Adon do we let him go out with Shein V'ayin. But if they're Shutfin, then he can't go out with Shein V'ayin, because that's B'Yachas L'Adono. Torah says when his Adon knocks out his tooth, but it has to be his Adon, or his Zai, he goes free. It has to be his Adon. Yom Yomayim also, schus sheyesh l'adon ba'avdo. It's a special schus that if he doesn't die right away, if he lasts the day, then memela, you don't kill the adon. But if it's not kaspo ha'miyuchad lo, then he doesn't have this schus. However, we can be mekayim the din of the Pnei Yehoshua be'achilas shel eshes kain. Eshes Kohen is a different story. Why? Because earlier, in the previous segment, we spoke about the in this segment even, we spoke about the gedder of the din of Arusa in Ocheles Midrabanan, that an Arusa can eat Midrabanan, that according to the Mishnah Achron, an Arusa can eat. We said that an Arusa can't eat Bechlal, even if there's no chash that the husband's going to be Mevatalit. An Arusa can't eat Truma. So when would we say, so if that's the case, then if we're mesupik to who she's mekudeshes, if we're mesupik to whom she is mekudeshes, then the din is that she can't eat, because we're only in the world of kedushin, we're only in the world of erusin. So once we're in the world of erusin, then if she's not sure which Kohen she's Moresis to, Kohen A or Kohen B, then she can't eat Truma, because we have a Chshash. Simple. And Arus is not allowed to eat Truma. That's the beginning and end of the story. And Arus is not allowed to eat Truma. So what's the Nafkamina here? If she's an Arusa, and we're not sure if it's Kohen A or Kohen B, then Pashut she's not allowed to eat, because an Arus is not allowed to eat truma. So who then must we be talking about over here? We must be talking then here about a nesua. When it says that she can't eat truma, when the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, and Dafnan Chesam at Beis, that after 30 days, if somebody's Mekadish or Me'achash Avshul Achash Shalashim Yom, and somebody's Mekadish or Tlach Shalashim Yom, and Bas Shalakoin and Losocha Betruma, it can't be talking about where she just did Erisin, because she just did Erisin, and Al Maladaber. It's Pashit, that what? She can't eat because she's only Moreses. So it must be that we're talking about a Nisu over here. And then the Pnei Yoshua was correct, that since she doesn't know to whom she's married, she can't eat. Because what's the gather of the Takanas we explain? A woman cannot eat Mitaris Kinyan Kaspo, only Mishum Kol Tor Bebeischa. And in the din of Kol Tor Bebeischa, we can say like Pnei Yoshua, that if she doesn't know if she's married to the first guy or the second guy, you can't consider her Beisa. And therefore, she can't eat truma. It's not considered basa. So again, if she's an arusa, she can't eat, because any arusa can't eat. So then what's the nafkamina? The Gemara can't be talking about an arusa. You know, the Pnei Yoshua Taka says it's also talking about an arusa. But we can say, in defense of the Pnei Yoshua, no, the Gemara is only talking about an asua. An arusa. Pashat she can't eat. The Gemara is dealing dafu with a nesua. And what's the gather of nesua? Kol Torah bebeischa. Bebeischa, it has to be dafka the bayis. That's miyuchad. And not if she's mesupak. So we're talking here about a nesua. And that's why she can't eat truma. Ulefizeh, the kasha the minchas chinuch is in shver. Because b'emes, you don't need kaspa miyuchad lo. B'ayin eved, b'neishas kohen. L'achar tekanas chazal. Isn't eating midin kinyan kaspo. Kinyan kaspo doesn't require kaspo miyuchadla. Kinyan kaspo, we see by an eved can eat truma if it's not kaspo miyuchadla. There you don't need kaspo miyuchadla. But here, the issue is not kaspo miyuchadla, because we're not b'chala talking about an arusa. Arusa can't eat truma anyway. Because once she becomes an asu, an arusa and asu, we said a different gedara. Arusa is gedar kinyan kaspo. And as long as she's in that gather of Arusa, even if the Sivas Hadakana no longer exists, we're not worried anymore, like we said, of Chashash Simpon. But the rabbis were Mafkia Herdin Achila Mitaras Kinyan Kaspa. That's it. She can only eat now Mitzad Kol Tor Bebeischa. Lo Mishane Beze Mikre. She can only eat Mitzad Kol Tor Bebeischa. And Kol Tor Bebeischa has to be is Bais HaMiyuchad Lo. So again, the Pnei Yoshua's Kasha was from Eved, that an Eved of Shutfin, Koyhanim, can eat Truma. So why then does the Pnei Yoshua say that a woman cannot eat Truma even if both potential husbands are Kohanim? And the answer is that you're talking about an Asua. An Asua isn't Midin Kinyan Kaspo, Kaspo Miyuchad Lo. An Asua is Midin Kol Tor Bebeischa. And that's based on miyuchad lo. So it's not shver from Eved. And it's also not shver from the Gemara and Gitnan and Beis Amit Beis. That Vlad Kohenish and Asar B'Vlad Shevchasa. So Yonavi can come and tell us who's the Kinyan Kaspa. But here it doesn't help us if Yonavi tells us who the Kinyan Kaspa is, because he, now the rabbis were mafkia the geder of eating as an arusa. There's no longer Kinyan Kaspa. And the whole issue here is, once she's in a sua, she's in a new category. She's in the category of called Tor Bebeischa. If she was still in the category of an arusa, of Kinyan Kaspo, she could be eating out Kinyan Kaspo. After she gets married, also, she's still Kinyan Kaspo. But we say now, no, the rabbi's completely uprooted the whole Kinyan Kaspo, and because she's not allowed to eat as in a sua at all, even if the reason if simple doesn't apply, she's not allowed to use an arusa at all, even if simple doesn't apply, and she's only allowed to use an asua, And when she's eating as a nesua, it's midin kol tor bebeischa, and kol tor bebeischa means beisva miyuchad lo. And if we don't know which kohen she belongs to, the first kohen is mekadesh her and married her and did nesua. Or the second, we tell her not to eat truma. The Rambam in the ninth parak of Trumas Halacha Vav writes that if somebody writes over, gives a shtar of his nechas to somebody else, and he's mizakeh him through a third party, and there are avadim included in this gift, and this person first was silent, and then afterwards he said, "Hey, what are you doing?" So it's a suffek if sofochich al tchilaso, and he never wanted them in the first place or not. So did he change his mind? Or they never left the rishus of the first of the first other in the first place. Or no, they've originally belonged to him, and now he's complaining. So which one is it? Who does he belong to? Is it too late or not? So the Rambam says that they can't eat truma, whether the first master was a kohen or and the second Yisrael, or the first was Yisrael and the second was a kohen, because these avadim might belong to a Yisrael. So it's meduyik midvarav that if they're both kohanim, then he can eat. So is Medayik the Mari Kurkus there, and this is Shever in the Chiddush of Pnei Yoshua. That if you don't know who the Eved belongs to, he can't eat. Because like the Pnei Yoshua says, that if you don't know which coin this woman belongs to, she can't eat Truma. Here also, if you don't know which Eved this coin belongs to, this Eved belongs to, he shouldn't be able to eat Truma, yet the Rambam implies that he can eat Truma as long as both potential masters are Kohanim. So it's Muchach, like we said, that if his Achilas Midin Kinyan Kaspo, then Besafek he can eat, because Sof he's an Eved Kohen. We don't know which Kohen, but he can eat. It doesn't have to be Miyuchat to any specific Kohen. And only Be'eshes Kohen. That she's eating midin kol tor bebeischa, there we need to know for sure who she's married to. It has to be based on miyuchad lo. You have to know who the correct husband is. So we have more to say b'siyata d'shmaya, but we learned some important yisodos here. And we should b'zocha l'umad u'lamid l'shma v'las v'l'chaimus kol ibe salam v'tara s'vihava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.